I will strike your children dead because of your sins. And he's talking to the church. And all the churches will know that I am the one who searches out the thoughts and intentions of every person. And I will give to each of you whatever you deserve. I'm glad he's a merciful God, because if he give me what I deserve. Bill, you're laughing like me, huh? If God had given you what you deserve, you wouldn't have lived over your whipping, would you?
No,
me neither. You know, but aren't we glad he's merciful? Oh, my goodness gracious, are we glad he's a merciful God. The next verse. But I also have a message for the rest of you in Thyatira who have not followed this false teaching, these deeper truths, as they call them, depths of Satan, really. I will ask nothing more of you. Verse 25 and 26. Except that you hold tightly to what you have until I come. Now, if we're walking in obedience to his word, let me tell you, folks, if you haven't figured it out, the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ is just right around the corner. I believe with all my heart we are in the last seconds of the last days. Now then, this guy that sent me the letter that said the rapture of the church could be Saturday afternoon, this coming Saturday, he had all kinds of things to prove it. Now then, the only thing, and he could be right, you know, I mean, but I'm going to tell you just exactly what God told Paul Crouch the other night when he was praying, when I watched him on TBN. He said, Lord, I've got these guys in here that believe the rapture's coming at the pre-trib and mid-trib and post-trib and all that. Lord, I got to know when you're coming so I can tell the people what to do. And he said, the Lord spoke to me just clear. He said, tell them to be ready. Be ready. In other words, I ain't going to tell you when I'm coming. Be ready. Could he come this Saturday? Yes, he could. Could he come today? Yes, he could. And there's some of it, yeah, in other words, there is a many a person in the Fort Worth, Dallas Metroplex that he will come for today. There's no telling how many people, I don't have any idea how many people die in this, how many people we got, 4, 5, or 6 million or something now? In the whole Metroplex? 5 or 6 million? Out of 5 or 6 million people, I don't know how many people die every day, but there's people die every day. You know that? Now, unless it's close to you, you may not hear about it. You know, but if it's close to you, then you know about it. Or if you happen to be involved with a family that's like an accident or something where 2, 3, or 4 of them get killed at one time. And I've been to a few of those family funerals. I mean, I think about one of my cousins, him and his wife. He had just graduated from Baylor. He became an attorney. He got his first job. And he would come back home to some kind of a little get-together we had back at Cross Plains, Texas. And that evening, him, his wife, and his two children, his daughter was the same age I was, and maybe a year younger than me. We were about the same size. We were little guys, about this big, 10, 11 years old, whatever. And they headed back to Waco. He had just got this attorney's job just a few months ago, and they had furnished him a brand new Oldsmobile. I forget what year model it was, back in the 50s, or late 40s or early 50s. And they were driving a brand new Oldsmobile provided by the company, and it was raining, and a truck jackknifed on a bridge, and they were too close, and they ran right under the middle and cut the top of that car completely off, and it killed every one of them. 4 people in my family died that day, and a matter of hours before, I had said goodbye to them as they left, never dreaming that in hours they were all going to be in eternity. We don't, none of us know when that day's coming, do we? But is it coming? How can it come? Any number of ways. I mean, for God to bring each one of us home right now, all he's got to do is say, heart, stop. Is that all he's got to do? And what are you going to do, Bill, if he says, heart, stop? You're going to be with him. That's exactly right. That's exactly, you can't, in other words, you can't go say, Lord, I'm taking this to a higher court. There ain't going to be no higher court, is there? When the king speaks, he means business. So he said, hold tightly to what you have until I come. To all, look at that, I love this. To all who are victorious, that should be every one of us. We're Christians. To all who are victorious, who obey me to the very end, I will give authority over all the nations. Wow. What a reward. Is he going to give you a reward that's out of this world? Oh, my goodness gracious. To those that obey him, look at that reward. I mean, you know, that's not just what I call a little one. Is it you, Scott? That's not. Oh, I see. I got two Scotts up here. I'm looking at that one. Both of y'all. Either one of y'all, that's a pretty big reward, isn't it? Pretty awesome reward. How would you like to be working for a company that says, well, if you work for us hard and long for 20 years and you do a good job, and well, let's say, let's carry it on out to 30. At the end of 30 years, if you've done a mediocre job, at the end of your 30 years, we're going to give you a brand new truck of your own where you can have a brand new truck where you can, you know, maybe that'd be $100,000 or something. We're going to give that to you as a reward. You think, wow, man, I'll work hard for them. They said, but if you really do everything we say and do everything great and go over and above the call of duty, when you've been here 30 years, we're going to deed the entire company to you. Now then, which one of those will be the greatest gift? Oh, you think you'd take that second one, huh? There's not much difference in a new truck and owning the whole thing, right? But see, is this what God's promising us? He's not going to give us a new truck at the end of our life. He says he's going to put us and give us authority over all the nations. You're going to be reigning and ruling with the king. Is that an awesome promise? Reigning and ruling with God. Christy, you sing with the band. How would you like to be just a normal little singer girl, and that's, you have no say-so, or you be the boss over the whole thing? You'll take the balls. I figured you would. So would her. That way they could do what you want, right? You can tell them what to do. But see, that's what God's going to give us. He's going to give us authority over the nations. And we're going to reign and rule with him on this earth for 1,000 years. Wow. And then, of course, at the end of the 1,000 years, we go into eternity. And who knows what he'll do for us in eternity. Next couple of verses. They will rule the nations with an iron rod and smash them like clay pots. They will have the same authority I received from my Father. Now, what? That's pretty awesome, isn't it, Terry? I mean, is he really going to give us a whole ball of wax? Isn't that what it sounds like? They will rule the nations with an iron rod and smash them like clay pots. In other words, you're going to be in control. But with the Holy Spirit inside of you, are you going to rule these people with a rod of love? Oh, yeah. It's going to be the same kind of love, just like Jesus was when he was here. He says, they will rule the nations with an iron rod. And they, verse 28, they will have the same authority I received from my Father. What is God going to withhold from us that obey him? Nothing. Does that make it worthwhile to obey him? He's going to withhold nothing from you. Absolutely nothing as his children. You're going to reign and rule with Jesus and have the same authority and power that he has. That's just mind-boggling, isn't it? Somebody says, I don't believe he would really do that. But if it's written in that book, you can take it to the bank, folks. You can take it to the bank. I will also give them the morning star. I'm not exactly sure what that means. He'll give me the morning star. I don't know for sure what that means, but I know it's something awesome. Then he says, anyone who is willing to hear should listen to the Spirit and understand what the Spirit is saying to the churches. Now, see, we read this. And we don't listen. We read all this and it just kind of goes over our head. So we walk out thinking, you know, that doesn't really mean what it says. But it does mean what it says. When he says, husbands, love your wife like I love the church. If you will, I will answer your prayer. Now then, does every husband have to obey God if he wants to walk here? What if he doesn't love his wife? What if he's mean to his wife? Oh, not only is his prayers going to be hindered, but he ain't going to reign and rule with the king here for eternity, is he? He said, you have to do everything I say. Is that what he said, young lady? So that would be a good thing for a husband to do, wouldn't it? Really love you like Christ loved the church, because I would like to have that good position of reigning with the king. Wouldn't you, brother? Yes. It's not going to be automatic, is it? How many of those things did he say we had to obey? How many of his rules? All of them. All of them. It's just like under the old covenant. We go back to the old covenant, and I think how many times I've taught that in the healing school, that if you obey me and do everything I tell you, I will take all sickness and all disease away from you, and you will have none. Does that work, Kim?
It does.
It does. You know, Scott and Kim was telling me the other day, they have 3 children, and they virtually never have to go to a doctor's office no more. I mean, if one of them don't pray, I mean, if Mama's at home by herself, she prays. If Scott's at home, he prays. Or if she has to call him, they pray. That's all it takes. And the kids get well. You know, they just get well. They don't go to a doctor no more. Sure saves you a lot of money too, don't it? Isn't that amazing? Anyone, who's that include? That's all of us. Anyone who is willing to hear should listen to the Spirit and understand what the Spirit is saying to the churches. Now let's go to the next chapter. Next chapter, chapter 3, verse 1. 3:1. Write this letter to the angel of the church in Sardis. This is a message from the one who has the sevenfold Spirit of God and the 7 stars. I know all the things you do. In other words, we're hearing this again. Does it make it which church we are? No, he knows everything about us. I know all the things you do and that you have a reputation for being alive. But what does he say about you? You're dead. Oh, yeah, y'all have the best music down there. Y'all are jumping up and down and screaming and hollering and jumping around, and you appear to be alive. But when it comes to worshiping me, you're dead. Wow. You have a reputation for being alive, but you're dead. Obviously, he's not too happy with this church. Let's go to the next verse. Now, wake up.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety titled, All Who Are Victorious, or you would like to have any other Living Savior Ministries teachings on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.